This is Nicole with the Bank of Cardiff.
Hi, Nicole. My name is Priscilla, and I'm with Ambush Tree Company.
Hi.
Hi. Let me see. You had left a message, actually, yesterday, and then you had left a message a while back in regards to being pre-approved for maybe equipment, and that's something that we're looking into. And we were actually going to call GE directly because our last equipment that we had purchased, we got it through them. And we've been really happy, and we still have that equipment. So I wanted to just see what options you guys offered and had.
Yeah, what kind of equipment are you guys looking at?
You know what? He's looking at either getting another, like, a chip truck or a grapple. I mean, not a grapple. It's Friday, too many things going on.
I feel ya.
Not a grapple, it's a machine, it's a tree truck that has, like a lift on it. I forgot what it's called.
Like a bucket truck almost?
A bucket truck, my goodness, yeah, a bucket truck. But there's a few people that I know that have, he doesn't necessarily need it, like, brand new, and so he's kind of, he hates just owing a lot of money, and that's why I think it's with GE, or maybe that was with our stump grinder. He always has it where he just pays it off quickly, where it's either interest-free, or I know with GE, he got a pretty good rate with them, too. So, kind of looking to do the same thing. So he just wanted me to call to see what you guys had.
Yeah, definitely. Do you know what kind of rates he got with GE?
I don't. And I think when he says rates, it's been since 2011. So I would have to look at our paperwork.
Oh, so that was a while ago that he did that financing.
Yeah, it was a while ago that he did financing. I know he's financed a couple things through them, and I know with the stump grinder and the other wood chipper, I know it's been with a few different places, but because sometimes it's kind of a pain to just deal with the equipment financing, and I know that you said that he was pre-approved, or Ambush was pre-approved. So just wanted to see how that works.
Yeah, so our equipment financing starts around the mid-single digits, and they're longer term, so they're 2 to 5 years, and they're usually monthly payments. It would depend on, you know, a couple different factors, like his credit and, you know, just the health of the business, but...
Yeah.
How much is the... Do you know how much the trucks are going for?
I don't.
No?
No, I don't. I don't know. He's the one that just kind of looked a little bit, and, I'm thinking they're probably around 80 to 90.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That would be my guess, but they could have went up since he was looking, because I think for him, he just, all of our equipment's great right now, and I just think he's never had a bucket truck, and he's never needed to really use a bucket truck, but...
It just came up.
Well, certain things, yeah, he just thought, you know, it'd be nice to have that bucket truck, maybe, because there's some climbers that can't really do a lot. They're not skilled. Their skill level is not the best, so...
Mm-hmm.
He just thought that would probably be more productive if we did, so...
Yeah, and you don't want to miss out on any jobs just because you can't. Can't
no,
get up there.
I mean, he's like we haven't actually had to advertise in over 17 years because people just refer us as a return client. So,
oh wow,
we're swamped all the time. We're actually referring jobs to other companies because we can't keep up. But
wow,
maybe with the other truck where they could be more productive, then we could keep up. So
yeah,
what information would you need? Just what truck he's looking at, or?
Well, so for the equipment financing, you know, we can work fairly quickly so I can have numbers for him within, you know, 24, 48 hours of getting in the documents that we would need. And then he can go over them. Do you know if he has a current quote on a truck right now? Or is he still kind of shopping around?
No, he just kind of looks through his magazines and kind of just, like, it's just something that he's toying with, not something that he's actually been really adamant about doing. Because, like I said, he's been swamped. So that's why he's even having me call, because I mentioned it. And he's like, you know what, you could call, but I just know that with GE, they will, you know, direct. He's always had a really good rate. And I know with Southside Total Power, he's able to get financing direct here locally pretty easy and pretty fast. So I just told him, I said, you know, well, she's called, and so it's an option. So
yeah, do you know what his credit looks like?
I don't.
No? I'm assuming if he's gotten good rates with GE and, you know, other places, and he has good credit, because the equipment is usually credit-based.
Yes.
So like I said, you know, if we get in the documents, I can have numbers for him. If he just has a general, if he could just, you know, he can even give it to you, just a general ballpark figure on what the truck would cost, we can get him approved for that amount. That way he has that and he can go shopping with it.
Got it. Okay.
You know, so that's a little easier as opposed to, you know, having to wait, pick out the truck, and then, you know, if he ends up on a time crunch and not being able to get it. So at least we can get him approved now, and then that approval will be good for 90 days. So he has time to shop around and figure out what he wants. And, you know, I know you guys are busy, so he has 90 days to figure that out.
Okay.
And we'll keep that approval here for him. And as soon as, you know, he finds the truck and he wants it, he just call us up and we can get it funded the next day. So...
Okay.
For the application itself, the application is one page. It just has, you know, some general information that he would need or you can fill out, and he just has to sign it. We would need the most recent 6 months of the business bank statements.
Okay.
Which, if you guys have those online, they're pretty easy to just pull and send over.
Okay.
And the most recent tax return, if you guys have 2015. If not, we would need 2014.
Okay, 2014. Okay.
Yeah, I can send you an email that will have the application attached and then the short list of things we would need.
Yes, that would be great. Cause,
yeah, what's a good email?
It's ambushtree@yahoo.com.
tree@yahoo.com. Yeah, so like I said, I mean, we move fairly quickly here, so that's something, you know, once the documents are into me, I can have an answer for him within, you know, 48 hours, and then he'll have that approval sitting here with us, so he knows what he could shop around with, and just go from there.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. So once you email that over, then I could possibly on Monday I'll have time. I know today's just crazy, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like probably sometime Monday or Tuesday, I'll get that information, and then I will send that over to you.
Okay, sounds good. So is Tuesday a good time to follow up with you if I don't hear anything back, or?
Yeah, Tuesday you can follow up, because I know seems like every day is busy, but Tuesday is less busy than Monday, so that would be a better day to.
Okay, what's a good time? You guys are in Colorado, right?
Yes, I would say sometime after 9, before 2 is usually the best time.
After 9, before 2. Okay, and I'll follow up with you if I don't hear anything back, and, you know, if you guys have any questions, the email will have all my contact info as well, so you can always email or call, and I'll get right back to you on that.
Okay.
All right? Okay, I'll go ahead and send over that email right now.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Have a good day. Have a good
you
weekend.
Too. Bye-bye. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.